Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have a beauty in studio with us today, and the ladies are here as well. Always fun to have Wayside Waifs in with us.
Yeah. Nice. Love it.
Yes. And we'll have to talk about this little pup that you brought in with you.
Sounds good.
As well.
Yes. It's Remy Rue. He's about 3.5 years old. He's been at Wayside, like I was telling you, a couple of times now. First came as a stray, so we don't know why, what his background was, but we were able to do a lot of medical work, you know, neuter him, give him those vaccinations, all those things that keep you healthy and just baseline that you need in life. And he was adopted into a great home, but unfortunately, through no fault of his own, he ended up back at Wayside a few months ago. And we found out he had heartworms at the time, which is completely preventable. Monthly medication, very easy. So highly, highly recommend you doing that because it's literally when your dog gets heartworms, they have worms in their heart. It's exactly what it sounds like. So he got treatment for that. Those worms are now gone and he's good to go. He's looking for that loving home to spend the holidays with.
Lovely. Can't wait.
What's his name again?
Remy Rue.
Remy Rue.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see him.
I can't reach.
Doing this from home. It's
the
so
camera
frustrating
is over
today.
There and the dog is down there.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll look him up.
He's a beauty, though.
He's handsome.
So thanks for coming back to the show. It's always great having you guys on. So people submitted some questions for you as behavioral specialist with Wayside Waifs. I actually also asked anybody who is interested in adoption if you have any questions to text those in as well. Jamie and I also have some questions about our particular situations with dogs, so we'll get to that. Here's the first one from the text line. My dog keeps waking me up at 2 a.m. to go outside. How do I get her to stop so I can sleep through the night for the love of God? That is from 92587.
That is a fabulous question because it is so frustrating to have to get up in the middle of the night. So it's a pretty common issue that we see with some dogs. I think our first issue is just to make sure what age the dog is, because we want to make sure that if it's a puppy that we are giving them the chance to go outside so that they can figure out how to be potty trained. If you have a dog that is older than a puppy or a young adolescent, then you might want to look at a vet check just to make sure that there's nothing like a UTI that they're dealing with that's causing them to have to get up and go outside and go potty in the middle of the night. Some people choose to ignore it, but that is really hard to do.
Ignore it?
Ignore the barking and the whining and hoping that it'll just stop. That's a really hard thing to do. Plus, you also have what is known as an extinction burst. So it makes it worse before it gets better. And so you have to be able to tolerate that. And if you can't tolerate it, then you end up reinforcing it and it just continues. So not recommended. really hard to do. You're also not going to get a whole lot of good sleep. So the other thing that you can do is you can start to use an alarm clock and set it strategically so that it goes off before your dog barks. So if they are consistently barking at 2 o'clock in the morning, set it for something like 1:30. And it's then the alarm that is signaling the dog gets to go outside. So the alarm goes off, they go outside, you bring them back inside, they go back to bed. So instead of them waking up and barking, we're helping them out and being proactive about it. And then what you can do with that is you can gradually change when you're setting that alarm for. So work it closer and closer to that normal wake up time. It does take a little while, some patience, some trial and error to make sure that it's going well. And then the other thing would be to make sure that when you do let them go outside, that they're not going out there and just playing. So if you can put them on leash and make it just only about doing business and then go back inside and go back to bed, that is going to help with that as well.
What did you call it again? An extinction?
Extinction burst. Yep.
That is
where the
emphasis on stink.
Sorry to go behind the scenes here. I'm going to let you and Quentin work something out off the air because your mic is different now all of a sudden and not awesome. So they're going to figure this out off the air. Okay. We mentioned that we have several questions as well. And these are general and like we don't want to dominate the conversation, but I feel like other people have had similar problems. For those who have missed it, I am fostering a 3-year-old pity mix named Kenya. She's 42 pounds of muscle. She acts like a lap dog. Love her to death. Love her to death. She's amazing. Mm. But licking. Mm. I've never, this is the third foster. The other two didn't do this. Aggressive licking. I'll be sitting on the couch. And she's a muscular dog. I'll be sitting on the couch. And the second I sit down, and she's a lot on the couch, I don't care. Any exposed inch of skin, she will start to. And I mean, she starts a little bit, starts nosing, and then she starts licking. And then the next thing I know, she is on top of me. She's knocked me back. And then I can't get her away. I am not strong enough then to get her to move. I have bought other licking toys. Mm-hmm. I have bought distractions. Those work until the pumpkin is gone or until the peanut butter is gone. Mm-hmm. Help.
Oh, that is a tricky behavior to deal with. Licking is a self-soothing behavior for dogs. So if, and this might not be your situation, but some dogs do this because they're trying to lower their anxiety level. So they will do that to release those feel-good hormones to go back to that baseline stress level. But so it can be self-soothing, but we also recommend a vet check for that as well, just because there could be something wrong with their mouth that they're trying to deal with.
Okay.
The other thing is when it starts, just redirect her. I know you said you've already done that, but strategically put toys and treats at those places where you're consistently sitting so that the moment she comes in, you can just toss a treat away for her to go get. Okay. And you can turn it into a fun game, or you can even use like a positive interrupter. So basically like a word that you use to get them to stop, but you pair it with really good stuff.
Okay.
So it's not like a punishment or anything like that. It's just, look, we've got treats. Yeah. Go get those over there instead of licking me.
Yes, because that is, the look on your face actually is the, especially my neck and my face. Like some of the other stuff I can, when I'm laying in bed, she'll lick my pillow. Yeah. She licks my pillowcase while I'm laying there. Mm-hmm. That's a sound that is distinct, but I don't like the licking is just, it just wears me out very quickly.
Yeah. You could also try other like textures of lick mats too. Some dogs find them to be a little bit abrasive.
Okay.
So if like they're licking consistently, that might start to hurt their tongue. Kind of like if we eat suckers too many times.
Okay.
So you could try a different texture. You could do a smooth bowl and freeze it so that it holds on to it a little bit better, but.
Okay. You know.
I'm going to put my 2 cents in here.
Please.
My dog does the exact same thing, licks the pillows. That's her thing. So we have a lot of old pillows out in my house. Mm-hmm. But we have discovered that she likes lick mats, which is great. We freeze peanut butter, which is amazing, keeps her entertained. But too much peanut butter is not good. Mm-hmm. So I started freezing applesauce.
Okay.
She loves it. It doesn't take as much time as the frozen peanut butter, but it's really, really good. And it helps get that licking away from the pillow or from me, whatever it is. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I might have to attach that to my bed.
How do you do that so it doesn't make a mess, the peanut butter or the apple? If like, I would assume once it unfreezes, it gets everywhere, or does it not?
Well, she licks it all out and digs it out, and then the lick mat's empty. So it's good. I don't know.
Oh, on a lick mat. Okay.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. I don't wipe it on the floor.
Yeah. I was just gonna, in my head, it was just the dog nosing around peanut butter on the floor. From the text line, I watched my dad's dogs on the weekend, and they refused to poop at my house.
Oh, no.
Sometimes I'll have them for 2 to 4 days, and they won't poop. That's from 1445. Is that something that people deal with a lot, I guess, is watching a relative's dog at a different house?
Unfortunately, it is a common problem. So there are some dogs that really have a particular favorite spot to go. And if they're not there, that really messes things up. The other thing to consider is when they are taken from their normal home environment and brought to somebody else's house or a different location, that is stressful. And that can trigger that fight or flight response, that stress response, and that can shut down the need to go to the bathroom for a while. Much like a dog that won't eat for a little while if they're in a new environment, that same thing is happening when they need to go to the restroom. So it is common, unfortunately, but there are some things you can try, some of them a little grosser than others. So what I would recommend is you could get, like, there's pheromone type sprays that you can spray where you want them to go. I think it's called something like Go Here. So it's trying to get them to smell the scents that usually cause them to have to go to the bathroom. If you don't want to go buy anything and you just want to use what's on hand, you can scoop their poop in a bag and bring it to that yard and place it where you want them to go. So hopefully the smell of their own feces will cause them to have to go as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's good.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And thanks for answering that. That was just a real quick question that came in. Here's one from me. My dog is 10 years old. His name is Gordon. He, I think, has a weird tendency to think that he's married to my wife and I'm just some dude living in his house. And he freaks out every night when she goes to bed before me. I don't usually go to bed until about midnight or so. She goes to bed about 8:30, 9 o'clock. When she comes up and gives me a kiss and then goes to bed, that dog loses his mind, and it's getting increasingly worse. It would be one thing if he just kind of whined a little bit, and he's always been like that. It's increasingly getting bad where he's, like, barking and losing his mind. And I don't know what specifically it is, because I would say it's jealousy, but she also kisses me goodbye when she leaves for work in the morning. No problem there. It's just when she says, all right, I'm going to bed, he gets nuts. Any idea what that is?
So does he freak out when he hears the phrase or when somebody approaches somebody? Is that kind of?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's just at night, though.
Okay.
That when she comes up to me to say good, he'll start, like, kind of whining when she approaches me at a certain time. And then when she says it, then he'll bark.
Yeah. I mean, so what you could try is saying something different. You can move your dog into a different room or let them go outside for a night potty break while you guys, you know, do what you want to do when he's not in the room. You can distract him with treats. You could turn into a fun little treat scatter game where you say, ready, find it, and throw a bunch of treats on the ground. So he's sniffing around for those treats while you guys can say goodnight to each other. So that's kind of a really positive way to distract them. Sniffing is also calming for them, just like we talked about licking being a calming behavior. Sniffing is also one of those calming behaviors for dogs. So redirecting them that way. It could be a little bit of jealousy. It could be a little bit of resource guarding, but it's hard to say. But since you said that it is getting worse, I recommend trying other things to try to make sure we're not continuing to practice the unwanted behavior. The other thing that you could potentially do is train a different behavior that you actually want to have happen. So the hardest part is figuring out what you want them to do instead. So instead of barking, do you want them to lay down and go get their toy or something? You know, like teaching them an actual behavior and training them to do it under those circumstances so that that other behavior can't happen. So sometimes we call that an incompatible behavior, so that the behavior you don't want is impossible. So you can't jump and sit at the same time, for example. So you could come up with something creative like that. I know for a problem I had with my personal dog, she would get into my face and bark at me constantly until she got the chew toy that she wanted every single night. And it's not quiet. Mm-hmm. So instead, she now walks up and swats me with her paw instead of barking, because I taught her that if she hits me with her paw, she gets what she wants instead of yelling at me.
Is there any, I mean, I know you're, the dog's not here and you can't diagnose him and everything, but, well, he is actually here. He's in the other room. But is there any idea, like, what could be causing that? Is a separation issue? Because he's with her. Like, she goes to bed and then he, like, he sleeps in our room. So it's not like, oh, she's going to bed and now he has to go to his crate or something like that. Mm-hmm. He sleeps on a bed in our room. We thought maybe it's because that he's getting older and he has to go upstairs. When she says, I'm going to bed, then he has to follow her upstairs. But actually, now I'm usually upstairs when she says goodnight to me. So I don't know. Is any idea on what could possibly cause that?
It's hard to say without actually seeing it and like really kind of analyzing what's going on. You could film it, like you could record it with your phone and then play it back slow motion and kind of really look at those body language pieces that your dog is going through as your actions change. Like when you do something, what does your dog do? To try to see whether or not it's like an anxious behavior or whatever the case may be. You could also record it and bring it to a trainer and see if you can analyze it. It's really hard to say. Unfortunately, we can't read their minds. Yeah. That'd be really cool.
Easier.
Solve so many problems.
Just shot in the dark. I was just trying to not do any more work. Yeah. But it's just bananas lately. Mm-hmm. All right. We got Wayside Waifs with us. If you have any questions about adoption or, taking in a foster dog, let us know. 913-586-7798. We do have one question about that that we'll get to in just a minute. The Wayside Waifs and Remy Rue. Here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Remy Rue is being so good over there. All I hear occasionally is crunching, and that's it. And
he may like to eat.
He's just chilling. He's so gorgeous. Handsome. He's so handsome. That gorgeous brown color, just chilling out over there. He barked once during the break.
He's wonderful. Yeah, just wants us to know he's here.
Yes, yes, we know. A lot of your questions are coming in. 913-586-7798.
Yeah, so we have Wayside Waifs in with us, and here's some questions that we have from the text line. This is more about like taking in a shelter dog. I'm going to try to clean this up because they're a little bit, feel like this is a little bit judgmental to both sides. But basically, it's a debate between a guy and his wife. She wants to get a purebred from a breeder. He's trying to convince her that a shelter dog is a better way to go, or I don't know. More ethical way to go. I'm not sure exactly what it means. I know you probably don't want to sit here and say, you know, all breeders are bad or anything like that. But just make the case for shelter dogs, I guess.
I mean, you want to go ahead?
No, we're going to fight over this. Okay. So, well, obviously if you adopt a shelter dog, you're saving that dog's life. Then you're freeing up that space at the shelter and another homeless animal can come in and get help and find a loving home. So you're saving two lives in essence. So that in and of itself is pretty amazing and should make you feel wonderful about yourself while finding love and making your life even better and whole.
Yeah.
But there are instances to not bash breeders, like you mentioned. There are reputable breeders. I can't talk today. I'm sorry about this, guys.
Oh, listen, we understand.
It's one of those days. It's one of those days.
Every day.
But, you know, they care for their pets. They, you know, limit the number of litters these animals are having. They're not just in the back, in their feces, not getting medical care. They're actually cared for. And so if you are going to buy a dog, make sure you're asking questions that are letting you know these animals are cared for. So, you know, are they receiving medical attention? How are they being fed? Where are they being housed? Ask if you can see the mom. Sometimes the mom is being mistreated, left in the dark in her feces, but the puppy looks cute and great. And so what you see is wonderful, but mom isn't great. And that's a sign too, that there could be something going on. So just do a little bit of investigating and make sure that you're giving these animals a fair deal and what they deserve in life.
I want to ask a question just because it's coming up a lot on my social media as temperatures drop, yes. As cold as they have been. Give us the guidelines or the what to do if you see a dog that's out in the cold, or if your neighbor has left their dog out in the cold too long, or if you feel like there's some danger there for the animal that's being left outside, but you don't know exactly how long, but you feel like it's been long enough. What are your options?
So I'm going to start by saying there's really not great guidelines. And it's not a black and white area. You know, everybody has different opinions and every dog likes different situations. So while you and I, we may be here in this room thinking these dogs shouldn't be outside more than 10 seconds and then go potty and come back in. Somebody else thinks my dog loves being in the cold, knows that dog in and out, is caring for that dog. And so it's okay for him to be out for a little bit of time. So there are different situations in life for sure. And you got to be aware of that. But if you see something that's alarming to you, you can always, always, always call animal control in the city where that dog is. They can come and check, do a wellness check, make sure that that animal's receiving the care, not being left out in the cold without food and water, all those different things that those dogs deserve. So you want to make sure that that happens.
Cool.
All right. Yeah. Great answer on both of those. Is this Jamie? Is this yours? The treats and food incentivized?
Yes. I'll make it shorter. We were talking about it a little bit off the air, but Kenya, the pity mix is very treat motivated to the point that there are certain things I can't get her to do, like go outside without the trail of treats and with the licking. I'm worried I'm overfeeding her. I'm worried that she's getting, that I need to use food so often to get to a new behavior that I feel like we're overfeeding. What can I do instead of food to change behavior?
It's a great question. So it's always in the eyes of each individual dog. So you do have to consider what they like, what their preferences are. Do they like to do certain activities? Do they prefer to go sniffing versus eating treats and stuff like that? So a lot of good options include things like toys and play. One thing that most people can just do easily is a lot of verbal praise. They love to hear they're good dogs and they get so wiggly. So that can serve as a treat, especially if your dog really loves that. Some dogs like to be pet. Some dogs like to roughhouse. There's really a lot of things, but it's always in the eyes of that individual dog. So you have to test it out. Just like each dog has a different flavor that they prefer. Some dogs like fruits and vegetables while others like meats and cheeses. So testing it out and making sure like that it is actually reinforcing for your dog is going to be your best bet. But you can try to incorporate all those other things in there to see if it'll work. Just test it out. As for like the high calorie piece of it, you can also use their kibble or their food that they're eating. Mm-hmm. And you can get creative with how you do it. So it doesn't necessarily have to be just a bag of dry kibble that you're using as treats. Some dogs will work for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mine won't. So most dogs won't. But what you can do is you can dress it up a little bit. You could sprinkle a little bit of water over it to soften the treats. You can create a little hot dog marinade by putting a chopped up hot dog in a Ziploc bag with their kibble, drizzle some water over it, zip it up, mix it all together. And now you've got this fabulously flavored kibble.
Yum.
Same thing with canned chicken. You can save the canned chicken juices, pour a little bit over their kibble, and now you've got chicken flavored kibble. So lots of different ways that you can go about it. Wet dog food, a little bit of spray cheese, Parmesan cheese. You can get really creative with it as long as it's pet safe and your dog likes it.
Okay.
And so not only using their kibble, but also then making their meal size a little smaller. So maybe half of their meal and then use that later on during that training.
Okay.
And I do think it's important. We don't necessarily want to make them work for every single bit of food that they're given. So make sure we don't want to frustrate them to the point that they like kind of get upset with
us. That's the only way they can get dinner is if they're, okay.
Find a good balance.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Casey and Brett from Wayside Waves along with Remy Ruhout. How do you spell that so people can find it? R-E-M-Y.
And then space Rue is R-O-O.
There you go. If you want to go check him out, just search for him on Wayside Waves. He'll be a delightful dog.
Yeah, and he'll be at the shelter. So if you want to come meet him today even, you can do that. He's there. He's had a really good day. Been on the radio. I mean, what more could you ask for? Great car ride. Had a lot of fun.
Is he good in the car?
He's really good in the car. Actually, Molly sat in the back seat with him. So we had a friend with him. But he was just ended up sitting there, laying down, checking out everything through the front window and off to the sides.
He was
really
falling asleep on my lap. It was so cute.
Oh, that picture. Oh, baby.
Yeah, he's a good boy. He was in my office with me this morning and just laid down on my lap and leaning up against me, kind of almost hugging me. Like, this is just what everybody needs on a cold day in the morning. Like, and just in general, everybody needs this in life.
Chipped, vaccinated, all the stuff.
All the good stuff. He's going to go home. Yes. Healthy. Oh, there he was in the back if you could hear him. Yeah. Yeah.
He also has brains. He's in our training program. He's part of Waves with Wisdom. So he already has some skills like sit and touch and shake and spin.
Wow.
So lots of really fun things that he's learned while he's been with us.
We're once another dog.
It's a debate. It's ongoing, but I definitely would like a dog like Remy Rue.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, if you're not able to adopt, we have other great ways that you can get involved at Wayside. You can become a foster parent like Jamie. You know, maybe you want to have an animal in your home, but you're not ready to just commit long term. Totally understand. You can become a volunteer, spend your time with the animals, walk them, socialize the cats, all of those kind of things. And we also have a great opportunity going on this month where you can make a donation to Wayside and your gift's going to be matched. So if you can't come out, you can't physically be there, but you still want to help, you can give and help twice as many animals this entire month long.
Very cool.
All right. Casey and Brett from Wayside Waves. Go to waysidewaves.org. Check out what they have there and make sure you check out Remy Rue while you're there as well. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. We'll see you again in a month.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you. Thanks.
Coming up next, we are going to be talking about restaurants bringing back lunchroom style dining. I'd rather eat in the car. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes. If network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You called it lunchroom dining, which was another way to think about it that did not occur to us when we chatted about this. But yeah, this idea of communal dining is what they call it. In fact, we have restaurants that are starting to open up specifically for the idea of something that is a nightmare to a lot of people, which is having dinner with strangers or sitting at a table with strangers.
Yeah, so it's funny, too, the way this is framed, because we always talk about things that Gen Z's killing.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, this is something Gen Z's bringing back.
Yeah.
Older guests, however, don't like it. So basically, it's just Gen Z say that they like the idea. 90% of Gen Z diners enjoy sitting at communal tables. So like you go to a restaurant and instead of individual four-seaters or high tops or whatever, it would be a bench. Like,
yeah,
like a lunchroom almost. So you'd have like two or three groups mm-hmm. at one table.
It's really common overseas.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's very common because it uses seats that are available, right? Mm-hmm. A restaurant that has two seats left at a four-seater makes money on those two seats. And so you just know you're going to be sitting with strangers, possibly. For us, it weirds us out.
I don't like it. I'll be honest with you. We as a family, my family, over the weekend, we went out to eat at a restaurant, and the only seats that they had were, it wasn't even communal. Mm-hmm. It was just sandwiched in between two other large families sitting there. And I was like, do you have a high top? Do you have any other?
So it was its own table. It was just kind of too close to other people.
It was like, but very, very little room in between the tables. And okay. I was like, that's just not, to me, part of the dining experience is not meeting strangers. It is enjoying time with my family. I don't want to go and talk to people I don't know. Maybe if I was by myself.
Yes.
I would think differently of it. But probably not even then.
Same as like sitting at the bar. If you're by yourself, you sit at the bar with the possibility that you're going to be chatting with the bartender maybe because you're by yourself. Yes, I do this a lot when I travel solo, in part because otherwise they don't want to seat you sometimes. They don't want to take up a table for one person. And so sometimes they will say, hey, maybe we can put you over here with these other people and or these other travelers or here's another solo traveler that maybe we can put you with. I think the idea is fun. Gen Z likes it because they're looking for more ways to find dates. And this is one thing that they're using. I know, Quentin, you are vehemently against anything like this.
And maybe it's because our field of experience is with Quentin as far as Gen Z. This seems weird to me that Gen Z would like this, considering they're also the generation, every story is about them killing something that requires talking to strangers.
Right.
So, go ahead, Quentin.
Yeah, can we kill this like the boomers killed QR code menus? Can we do that?
Yeah.
I don't want to be sitting there eating my lasagna or enchiladas or whatever, and then some random dude or girl for that matter just sit next to me.
Do you have to talk to him? No. Do you have to talk to the people? I ask everyone.
Wouldn't it be more weird to not talk to
him? Well, can you just say, hey, how are you? And then just continue on with your evening without chatting and getting to know him?
I don't even want to talk to the waitress or the waiter. Okay. Like we're already to the point where I just want to sit down. I just want to eat my food. I'm probably going to a Tex-Mex place. I just want to drink my margarita, eat my chips and salsa, get my cheese. Like I just want to be alone. Just leave me alone. But this isn't going to happen because what's going to happen is I'm going to get some chatty Cathy who's going to have an elaborate story about how, it's really cold. Did you know it's cold outside today? That's crazy. No, just let me eat my food.
It's going to be an older couple and they're going to love you.
Oh my God.
I don't think you have plans on moving anytime soon, Quentin, but I will tell you, your personality type matches the Northeast so well. Like you would love Boston. Like let me just tell you,
he's
right
a little
now.
Nice for Boston, don't you think? He's a little nicer than
no. No. He's just the right amount. Like if you want to be left alone, if you want to the point where if you're like me and you're like a little bit shy and socially awkward, and you don't necessarily want to talk to people, not because there's anything wrong with them, but because it's like I don't know how to maintain a conversation, and there's too much pressure sometimes. oddly, even though I do this for a living, I don't. At the same time, you feel ignored to the point of it diminishing your self-esteem. Like you'll feel overlooked. Well, like if somebody they would have no problem with communal dining, sitting down and looking straight at you while eating and saying nothing. Like that's the kind of attitude you'll get in Boston.
And there's people that just can't deal with silence. And silence is okay. If you're sitting there, even if you're hanging out with your family or your best friend and you're sitting there eating and the conversation dies down a little bit and the silence, like that's fine. There are some people that just like, they get all, oh my God, quiet? No. And they just keep talking. And it's like, we're at the end of this conversation. Find a new topic sentence and we can keep this going.
Tuesday, my last day that I was off, I went out to eat. And I was by myself. Katie was at work. The kids were at school. And I didn't have an opportunity to go out for a nice birthday dinner because of the snow.
Oh, yeah.
So I just was like, screw it. I'm going to go out for a nice birthday lunch. Okay. And I'm not complaining about it. She was super nice. But the waitress at the restaurant that I was at, I think felt bad for me that I was sitting by myself.
Yeah, I think we still have that. Yeah.
kept coming over and checking on me and like, oh, any plans later today? And like, are you is it snow last night? Did you get a lot of snow and like all that stuff? And I was just like, I'm fine. Like, I'm like sitting here. I got my phone. I'm never alone.
Yeah.
I'm texting my friends. Like, I'm good. I'm fine. Like, I appreciated though that I feel like she was like, oh, this poor SOB. Like, look at this old man.
Yeah.
By himself.
Yeah. Sometimes you do just need the decompression. I don't do that very often unless I'm traveling where I go. In fact, it's rare that I will go and eat alone somewhere unless it's like a fast casual kind of place. But yeah. Sometimes you do just need to you want to be in public. You want to have a meal and you just want to be in your head.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Like I genuinely like eating by myself. Yeah. Go ahead, Quinn.
I'm not joking when I say this. I have a book that is on my nightstand. That if I plan on going somewhere to eat by myself, that's my, I want to look like I'm reading book. I've read the book, know what the book's about. I'm not reading it again.
Does it make you look smart?
But
does
it? I literally have it open to, I'll order my meal and I will set the book down. I'll open it to like the middle of the book and it'll just be sitting there.
What would be like the best book to have to make sure nobody talks to you? Like, I guess the Bible.
Yeah. That would be a very good one.
About half the population isn't going to talk to you, but about half the population is going to be like, oh, what'd you think of Genesis 4:70?
Yeah.
So what did you think about the King James version of Leviticus? I mean, they updated it from the Greek.
It's like, I don't know. I like that story about like David and that big dude.
What are the Scientology books then?
Oh,
what,
yeah.
You could, yeah, you bring one of the L. Ron Hubbard books.
With my luck, Tom Cruise will walk in.
Oh, that would be horrible. Yes. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Man.
Having to talk to Tom Cruise?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
About Scientology.
I'm sure that guy doesn't have a million interesting stories.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what else is... you really want to give people the sign? Like, how to commit murder? How to build a bomb? Get a good how-to book that's a little scary.
I don't want to end up on a list.
The Dummy's Guide to...
And I don't want
to... The Dummy's Guide to Murder?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to be mean. And, you know, so I'm really narrowing my... This is why I blame my parents for making me a decent human being. Because it would be easy to avoid a solid conversation by just being a meat. But I don't want to be mean because then I feel bad about it. That's why I've got my book. It's called Creativity Inc. It's about Pixar. Okay?
Oh,
it's
I love that book.
It's a good book.
I've read that book. Yeah. Okay. Who is not Lasseter is the other guy that wrote it. But yeah, it's really good. All right, let's go with that. That was a fun avenue. 913-586-7798. What book could you have out if you were eating at a restaurant, you wanted to be left alone? What would be the best book to have out?
Somebody said in the text line, what to expect when you're expecting.
There, and you're a man?
Yeah. Yes.
That'd be good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say The Catcher in the Rye, just because it's a great book, but a lot of murderers, for whatever reason. The guy who shot Lennon and the guy who shot Reagan, I think both were found with a copy of Catcher in the Rye on them.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just, I mean, it's kind of a book that, you know, praises loners, but I don't know what else. 913-586. 7-7-8. We'll do more funny stuff coming up on midday.
I have a list of 10 books that are dating red flags.
Ooh, that'd be good.
It's a pretty good list for what we're talking about, which is if you are out eating at a restaurant, you want to be left alone, or you're sitting at the bar and you want people on either side of you to leave you alone, what book should you have out? You said one that was on here already. Catcher in the Rye is on here.
Catcher in the Rye,
is in the top 10. Lolita is in the top 10 here.
Yeah, that's a book about a guy seducing a 12-year-old girl.
Yes, indeed. American Psycho.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
Let's see.
These are dating red flags?
These are dating red flags. If you see a date or if a date says they love this book, this is a red flag that you should avoid.
So far, I'm 2 for 3 on this.
Crime and Punishment?
Read it. Yeah. That's a red flag? Uh-huh. Why? Because it's long?
Good news. They have a brain cell. The bad news is that brain cell is deficient in serotonin. This person likely takes themselves quite seriously, has a morose outlook on life, and struggles with chronic depression.
It's a boring, long slog of a book. That's true.
Assuming a lot.
It's one of your less upbeat Russian novels.
All About Love.
Don't know.
It's got a red cover. I've never seen it. I've never seen that one before. Let's see. Lolita. Book by Michael Houellebecq.
Never heard of him.
Thanks for reading the alphabet to us.
French author is an acclaimed bestseller, darkly humorous chronicler of neoliberal decay. Okay.
Sure, that book is kind of accurate, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. What is this one?
Is 50 Shades of Grey on the list?
It's not, but that was what I thought of. If you saw a woman reading 50 Shades of Grey.
No, if you saw a woman reading 50 Shades of Grey, then that would be a green flag for a lot of dudes. Because they'd be like, hey, she's into some kinky stuff. But if it's a guy reading it, maybe that's a little bit. Like, especially if it's like bookmarked. He's got
highlighted.
He's got those tabs coming out of the
Cascading tabs.
Little smiley faces in some places.
Anything by Marquis de Sade, like 700 Days in Sodom or whatever.
The Alchemist.
Okay.
Is on here. Mm. A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
By Anthony Burgess.
That would be, unless they're like a teenager. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, 'cause I had to read that in school.
Somebody said there's a book called Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, and Other Celebrities I Admire. That'd do it. That would do it.
All books to... There's a book called Bombproof Your Horse. Just because I guess you're just throwing off the crazy vibe.
Yeah.
Is what that is. Yeah. There's another book called Oral Sadism and the Vegetarian Personality.
Whoa.
By Glenn C. Ellenbogen. So either
what are you more worried about?
I'm just saying, either this person's a sadist or a vegetarian. I don't have anything with either of them. Yeah.
No.
All right. That's the show. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Dana Parks is up next. We'll see you guys then. Love you. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.